Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Matt and I were talking earlier that, you know, occasionally you need a fun app, not a crossword puzzle or something like that. And we both have downloaded the Sharktivity app, and it actually informs you when there's a shark sighting in the beaches around you. Okay, so I thought, how accurate is this, and is it a good thing to have? Or is there another app we should have? Are sharks hanging out off the coast of Connecticut? So, expert David Cochran, Senior Director of Fish and Invertebrates. Did I say it right or wrong?
You got it right. It's Fish and Invertebrates.
Invertebrates. There you go. I didn't want to say the long A. Of Mystic Aquarium, truly one of my favorite spots on Earth. I envy your job and the fact that you get to go there every day. So thank you for joining me this morning and talking about sharks in our waters.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Are they? Are they there? Are they hanging off the coast of Connecticut?
We do have sharks off the coast of Connecticut, yes. We have, there's four species that are commonly found in Long Island Sound. Two are pretty small. They're the smooth and the spiny dogfish, and they're the more common ones that we see. And then there's brown sharks, also called sandbar sharks, and sand tiger sharks. And those are generally the ones that we'll see off the coast of Long Island Sound. Sometimes we'll see other visiting species that may come through periodically, but much less frequently.
Do the sand sharks come close to the shore? Because my father one time caught one on a cane pole off Clinton Beach where we used to vacation, and he put it in a bucket and brought it to my mother, and she was very unhappy.
Sometimes they will, you will see them close to the coast. Generally they prefer the open water, but, you will sometimes see them, you know, close to shore. And you know, best thing when you're out on the beach, just be aware of your surroundings and give those sharks their space. They're not really looking for us or anything like that. I heard you earlier talking about the snakes and the spiders. Similarly, just kind of let them go out there and just kind of keep your eyes open.
So does it go, is the saying true, like don't wear, you know, an ankle bracelet or a toe ring or any of that sparkly stuff in the water? Is that an attraction?
Well, it's hard to say. It can be sometimes. Usually it's the movement or the glimmer of the light that kind of that can attract. It can attract anything. It can even attract some of your other fishes that are out there. And, you know, I think best practice is to just not as much as you can. Don't wear jewelry out in the ocean, mostly for the risk that you might lose it. You don't want to lose anything valuable, and that kind of thing. But it's pretty rare that something like that would happen.
Have you seen the Sharktivity app?
I have. It's a fantastic app. It's made by the White Shark Conservancy or the Atlantic Shark Institute, and they do great work, it is the White Shark Conservancy, and they do great work with shark conservation, and it's a great app to let you kind of see what's out there.
Exactly. So I don't see anything off the coast of Connecticut. I haven't gotten any notifications there, but Cape Cod, of course, which is a huge vacation area for people in the Northeast.
And Eric, are you going to catch up with us?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You're very busy. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. But Matt, who I work with here, he loves the fact that people include pictures. They take pictures of the sharks. I don't know if they're catching them via drone, or are there like shark patrol planes? Like, am I really like watching too much TV? Like, let me know.
I think you can sometimes see them via, I think there are folks out there that use drones to catch pictures of them, even off of boats and things like that. So it's always good to see what's out there, and any photo documentation that these conservation organizations can get kind of helps us get a real good picture of what's going on out in the ocean. And the shark population is a good indicator of the health of the ocean's ecosystems, because they help keep things in balance. So if we, the more that we know what species and individuals are out there, kind of the better picture we have of what the ocean health is like.
If you could tell me one thing that people misunderstand about sharks, what would it be?
I think it's the most classic kind of, you know, quote unquote misconception is that these sharks are just out there kind of like marauding and looking for humans and things like that. They're not. They do go where their food is, and they do go. A lot of species follow kind of like the warm water currents and things like that. So. It just so happens that, you know, we love to go to the beach, and, you know, we will see these animals out there. They're not out there looking for us. They're, you know, they're just out there living their lives. You know, I think it's good to be aware of your surroundings, and especially being kind of, more mindful if you're going out on the water during like dawn or dusk. Those are the most common times that sharks are out feeding. So just kind of being aware that there you may see a little more activity during those periods of the day.
Well, there you go. From the expert, David Cochran, Senior Director of Fish and Invertebrates at Mystic Aquarium. Thank you so much for joining me to talk about sharks.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.